Colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Hay en la noche un grito y se escucha lejano. Cuentan al sur, es la voz del silencio. En este armario hay un gato encerrado, porque una mujer.
Bienvenidos a su programa Espejos de Aztlán. Today we'll talk about a special election that's going on in the city of Albuquerque regarding the decisions of women about pregnancy and especially related with reproductive rights. This election is running now for early voters until November the 15th and the election day is November the 19th. We'll talk about the impacts on Latino and Hispanic women and women in general if this ballot is approved from the point of view of Young Women United. My name is Cristina Bachín. Morenita mía, no te olvidaré.
Que me doy mi lugar porque yo soy mujer. Que todo lo que me pasa no me lo puedo creer. Canto tú.
We are in Espejos this afternoon with Tania Esparza, the Executive Director of Young Women United, and Denicia Cadena, Communications and Cultural Strategy Director of Young Women United. Welcome, Tania and Denicia.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, Tania. I'm glad that we can do this show bilingual. Mm-hmm. And gracias, Tania, también por venir y poder conversar con nosotros en español. Our topic today is this special election that is called by the city of Albuquerque. This election is going on these days, and there is a special day. What is this ballot about?
This ballot measure is about limiting access to safe and legal abortion. And we know, and we think New Mexican voters will agree with us, that private, personal, complex decision about abortion should remain in the hands of New Mexican women with their families, in consultation with their doctor and their faith.
Esta es una propuesta, como dijo Denicia, que le quitaría a las mujeres y familias de Albuquerque el derecho de hacer sus propias decisiones sobre el aborto. Y para nosotros, como organización comunitaria, creemos que estas decisiones deben de mantenerse en las manos de nuestras familias, de nuestras madres, que nosotros sabemos qué es lo mejor para nuestros cuerpos y nuestras vidas.
Claro de la verdad. En esta vida santa que nadie perdona nada, pero si una mujer pelea por su dignidad.
¿Cuáles pueden ser los impactos si esta medida fuera aprobada en la población de las mujeres latinas o en las mujeres en general? What are the impacts on Latino, Hispanic women and women in general if this ballot would be approved?
Well, I think for women in general, we've seen that restrictions on safe and legal abortion are harmful for all of our communities. If women don't have safe and legal options, they're going to turn to another manner. That rates of abortion have never gone down when we've put these limitations, and that it's very important for people to have options to safe legal health care.
Para nosotros es importante que estas decisiones se mantengan en nuestras manos, porque en nuestra experiencia organizando con nuestras comunidades sabemos que cuando se han puesto estas limitaciones, las mujeres tienen que correr a otras avenidas a poder tener acceso a un aborto que a lo mejor no sea tan seguro como las maneras en cuales las tenemos ahorita. Y creemos que si esto pasa aquí, va a ocurrir la misma cosa que ha pasado en años anterior.
And Cristina, this is a very personal matter for me. You know, I was raised by my mother in southern New Mexico, telling me I was her macha chicana woman, you know, and that I could make the decisions that were right for my body and my life. And she raised me that way. And there's so many people in New Mexico that were raised by strong women that way as well. And so I think there's a perception that our Latino and Chicano communities, because of our faith, don't support access to abortion. And, you know, we know that that's absolutely untrue. You know, it goes against our Latino values that say our families are strong. We can make decisions for ourselves, to say that we need the government to interfere in this and tell us what's right or wrong. So I definitely think there's a perception out there that Latinos would support a measure like this. And we know that's absolutely not true, and that our Latino Chicano families are going to get out and vote against this ballot measure.
Mm-hmm. And that's why for us, it's been important to really talk about this ballot measure in the narrative that really reflects how our communities speak to each other. So we've made this conversation not about pro-life or pro-choice, but really about the decisions that women and families make every day to make their families healthy and strong. And it's not an ideological battle. And we know that it's about that when we ask our families, our communities, do you think these decisions should be left up to us? They agree and they stand next to us. I am a daughter of immigrants. Both of my parents are immigrants from Mexico. And very recently, I was having a conversation with my dad about this ballot measure. And he said, you know, mija, I think that these decisions should be left to women. It's your body. And you're the only ones who should make that decision for yourselves. And I think that the common misconception would be that someone like my father would be against this. But he's, you know, a proud immigrant from Michoacán, Mexico. He's a brother to 5 sisters and a dad to 3 daughters. And he understands that these are decisions that that belong to our families, belong to our comunidades.
This is about healthcare, you know, and we shouldn't be interceding in the lives of families to tell them what's right for their bodies or what's right for the future of their families. And this needs to remain a personal decision. This isn't an imperative of whether abortion is right or not. People can make that decision themselves. It's simply saying that the government has no place in that decision.
Let's have a short musical cut, and we'll be back with Tania and Denicia talking about this special election that is going on these days in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Bajo el sol tiemblas mi morena, flor pequeña y silenciosa. Hoy tus ojos misteriosos me anudaron. Mi morena es mi morena, mi morena es mi morena.
We are talking with Tania Esparza, Executive Director of Young Women United, and Denicia Cadena, Communications and Cultural Strategy of the same organization. And from the point of view of your organization, Young Women United, what to vote in order to respect women's decision in this ballot that is going on?
Well, together with women, families, and allied organizations, Young Women United has been proud to build the Respect Albuquerque Women campaign that's centered on exactly what you said, that women and families should be able to make their own decisions about abortion. And we're urging everyone to vote against this ballot measure to keep personal decisions about abortion in the hands of women and their families.
And on behalf of Young Women United, from all our years in organizing, we know very well that oftentimes the voices of women of color, of people of color, of Chicanos and Latinos have been left out of conversations around reproductive rights. And we think it's incredibly important for our communities to show up and to be included in these conversations, because really the vote is up to us. Whatever happens with this ballot measure is really up to us, and our communities need to be represented, and we need to show up and you know, stand united behind this really horrible and harmful attack on on the lives of women and families in New Mexico.
¿Qué es lo que sería mejor desde el punto de vista de Young Women United votar?
Para nosotros, como organización comunitaria, sabemos que históricamente las conversaciones sobre los derechos reproductivos no han incluido a las voces de mujeres latinas, mujeres chicanas, y para nosotros es importante que nuestras familias, nuestras comunidades sean parte de esta conversación, y estamos urgiendo que nuestra comunidad se una con nosotras, con Young Women United y con la campaña Albuquerque Respeta a la Mujer, para votar en contra de esta propuesta que puede dañar las decisiones que puede hacer una mujer sobre el aborto.
We know that the ballot is incredibly confusing and misleading. And we want everyone to know that if you believe decisions about abortion should stay in the hands of New Mexican women and families, you need to vote against the ballot measure.
Que me doy mi lugar porque yo soy mujer, que todo lo que me pasa no me lo puedo creer. Canto tú y la mentira, los cholos me ven. Si lo quiero, no quiero, es mi gusto querer. De tu carne a mi carne, dame saco de res. Los prefiero y los quiero al que me dé de comer.
Who can vote in this special election, in this ballot that's going on these days?
This is a city election, so anyone that's registered to vote within the city of Albuquerque.
Is there anything else going on in this ballot right at the same time?
This is a special election, so for almost all of Albuquerque voters, this will be the only thing on the ballot. In District 7, there is also a runoff city council race.
¿Quiénes pueden votar?
Todas las personas que están registradas en la ciudad de Albuquerque.
¿Y hay algo más que está también teniendo lugar en esta elección?
Hay una elección para escoger un nuevo miembro del Consejo Municipal que está pasando al mismo tiempo. Pero toda persona de cualquier distrito, con tal de que esté en la ciudad de Albuquerque, puede votar.
El apago claro de la verdad. En esta vida santa que nadie perdona nada. Pero si una mujer...
So, Tania and Denicia, can you inform us where and when to vote for this special election?
Early voting is going on right now and will continue until November 19th. There's several early voting locations, and it's available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. The actual election day is November 19th.
¿Dónde y cuándo la gente que vive en la ciudad de Albuquerque puede votar?
La gente de Albuquerque puede votar desde ahorita hasta el 15 de noviembre para votar tempranamente, de lunes a viernes de 9 de la mañana a 6 de la tarde. Y el día de la elección va a ser el 19 de noviembre.
¿Y cómo la gente puede averiguar dónde están situados, dónde están los lugares para votar?
Pueden visitar al sitio web de la campaña Albuquerque Respeta a la Mujer en www.respectabqwomen.org, o pueden llamar a las oficinas de nosotros en Young Women United al 831-8930.
And Denicia, can you tell us the same thing in English? Where people can get more information about the places where they can go to vote for this special election?
Yes, so we have the early voting sites as well as the November 19th site on our Respect Albuquerque Women website, www.respectabqwomen.org. If people would like to call, they can call us at Young Women United, 831-8930.
Oye, mujer, eres un ser humano. O la fantasía erótica de algún fulano. Oye, mujer.
So if you are just listening right now on Espejos de Aztlán, my name is Cristina Bachín. I am with Tania Esparza, Executive Director of Young Women United, and Denicia Cadena, Communications and Cultural Strategy Director. We are talking about this special election that's going on in the city of Albuquerque. Can you wrap the whole topic about what is this election about and what's your recommendation about what to do in this election?
Well, Cristina, we know that New Mexican women are making hard decisions for their family every day, and the decisions about abortion should be no different. These are personal decisions that need to remain in the hands of women, not the government.
Esta propuesta le quitaría a las mujeres y familias de Albuquerque el derecho de hacer sus propias decisiones sobre el aborto. Y estamos aquí para urgir que la comunidad de Albuquerque, que la comunidad hispana, latina, nuestras comunidades chicanas, se unan con nosotros en contra, para que voten en contra de esta propuesta que le quita a nuestras familias el derecho de hacer estas decisiones por ellas mismas. Sabemos que nuestras familias hacen decisiones para mantener sus familias fuertes todos los días. Hacemos decisiones sobre nuestras vidas, y estas decisiones sobre el aborto son iguales, las tenemos que hacer nosotros y no las debe de hacer el gobierno.
If somebody who is listening this radio show and would like to get more involved in it, is there any way they can do that?
It's incredibly important that beyond voting against this ballot measure, we all stand together to get out to the streets, to talk out to other voters, to get on the phones, to tell people about this ballot measure, as many people are not aware of it.
Es muy, muy importante, como hemos dicho anteriormente, que nuestras comunidades nuevo mexicanas se unan con nosotros, no nada más para votar en contra de esta propuesta, pero también para recaudar fondos, para hablar con diferentes personas en el teléfono. De hecho, tenemos los martes, miércoles y jueves en las oficinas de Young Women United. Tendremos oportunidades para que los voluntarios de la comunidad puedan venir a nuestras oficinas y hablar con los votantes de Albuquerque de 5:30 a 8:30 de la tarde. Los martes tenemos cuidado de niños y también tenemos cena para alimentar a todos nuestros voluntarios, porque los apreciamos mucho.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Tania Esparza, y thank you so much, Denicia Cadena, for coming to our Espejos de Aztlán show and to explain better what's going on with this ballot, because the information was really very confusing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Que la voluntad del cielo me mande al primero, que me quiera como soy. A ese sí que lo quiero. A ese sí que lo quiero.
You were listening Espejos de Aztlán, a show brought to you by the Raíces Collective every Monday from 7 through 7:30 p.m. Our email address is espejos@kunm.org, where you can send us your request or any other information that might be of special interest for Latino and Hispanic interest. My name is Cristina Bachín.